mengantisipasi supaya kegiatan.
In order to keep angklung alive and growing in West Java in particular, and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angklung movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make angklung-related activities in schools. So angklung now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for angklung lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional angklung instructors to train the students and to form angklung ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing, and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Angklung and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian traditional music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Sutiono.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia to refloat Verisang in Bali, Street 17 still missing. Indonesia to expand forest use for food, energy, GDP growth in 2026. And now the news in details. An Indonesia joint search and rescue team is preparing to refloat the Tunu Pratama Jaya ferry, which capsized and sank upside down to the seabed of the Bali Strait on July 2nd. The plan was confirmed by Hartarto, head of the Surabaya Tanjung Perak Navigation District at the Ministry of Transportation during a press conference on Sunday. And the next news, the Indonesian government plans to expand the use of forest land in 2026 to support food, energy, and water security, as well as to enhance downstream processing of forest products to boost regional development. Forestry Minister Raja Juli Antoni outlined these targets in a statement issued by the ministry on Sunday. And that was the news.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice listener, welcome back to RRInet, the Voice of Indonesia, where you can be watching us through online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave and 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so, hello, Voice listener, welcome back to RRInet with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 1 hour. And today we will have a special interview right after this song. So make sure to tune in always in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And to start off today's broadcast, we have a song from Alvi Ref featuring Noella Michaelia Epo with Funky Papua, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Dari masa lalu, man. Beri warna baru lagi dalam frame. Bikin lagi goals seperti games. Microphone teriakan chance. We are the king for the land. So one day, one side, one feeling, one pride. Young people, one way, one spirit, one nation. Singa tak tidur seharian, penuh bangun dan hasilkan lagi banyak peluh. Jadilah juara tanpa banyak keluh. Kita semua adalah juara baru. Why no mama I don't want? Why no mama I don't want? Bila dong tanya ku siapa dar mana kas tahu tong ini Papua. Kalau dong kasih dong punya, kas sujud lagi dong punya. Gomberai gomberai saya dari lepas gomber pas gomber tak anima.
Ya Rabbi, soren doreli, boflen so, bani nema baki mose.
Arafabe, aswarakwa. Kita Wairi, Tonu, Papua.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
For listener, as we know, Indonesia as of today is started the Sekolah Rakyat, an academic where you can explain how Sekolah Rakyat prepares students for the new school year, especially during the transition from early childhood education to primary school. So, for listener, right now we have a special guest. She is Desi Purnama Kurniawati, the Vice Principal at SMA 70 Senior High School Jakarta with the theme Indonesia Emas 2045 through People's School. How are you, Bu Desi?
Hello, how are you doing? I'm pretty well, thank you. So actually today is the first time for us to start our school period in this year, 2005 until 2006. So in this morning, we just welcome our new student of SMA 70 Jakarta.
Yes,
I do hope that you are doing fine.
We can see that many students have high expectation of, course, another semester to go and the start of the new one. So, Bu Desi, I would like to ask you, as an academic, can you explain how Sekolah Rakyat prepares students for the new school year, especially since the program just launched early this time of the year?
Okay, thank you very much. So actually, Sekolah Rakyat carefully prepares students for a new school year with special attention to the transition from early childhood education or PAUD to primary school or SD. This transition marks a major shift in learning expectations. So the school focuses on easing it through aligned curricula that build foundational skills in PAUD, such as basic literacy, numeracy, and social interaction, which smoothly led into primary school demands. Teachers collaborate closely across levels to share knowledge about each child's learning style, strength, and challenges, enabling tailored support from day one in SD. This continuity helps reduce anxiety and builds confidence. Parental involvement is another key element. Sekolah Rakyat organizes orientation sessions and communication channels to prepare families for the changes ahead, ensuring children receive consistent support both at home and school. The school also emphasizes social and emotional readiness by integrating play-based learning and group activities that develop cooperation and self-regulation skills. These efforts create a balanced approach, combining academic preparation with emotional support. In sum, Sekolah Rakyat's strategy ensures children transition into primary schools with the skills, confidence, and support they need to thrive in their new learning environment.
Okay, so what are the effective learning strategies other than you've just mentioned before to improve children's understanding in people's schools, especially this focuses on specifically on teachers' readiness?
Well, in Sekolah Rakyat, Effective learning hinges on teachers' readiness, which means equipping educators with both content knowledge and practical teaching skills. Teachers who understand diverse learning styles can adapt lessons to fit individual students' needs, making learning more engaging and accessible. Ongoing professional development is essential. Training in formative assessment allows teachers to monitor students' progress and adjust instruction quickly, closing learning gaps before they widen. And this responsiveness keeps students actively involved in helps deepen understanding. Collaborative learning is another powerful tool. Teachers prepare to facilitate group discussion and peer activities, encourage students to explain concepts to each other, which reinforce learning and build communication skills. Contextualizing lessons with local culture and everyday examples also helps. When teachers connect content to students' lives, the material feels relevant, boosting motivation and retention. And finally, teachers' readiness include creating a supportive classroom atmosphere, educators skilled in emotional intelligence, and classroom management foster environment where students feel safe to explore ideas and make mistakes, essential for genuine learning. And together, these strategies ensure teachers are ready to deliver a lesson that resonate, engage, and build solid understanding in their students.
Okay, so continuing on, I would like to ask you, how can people, schools support children's mental health, especially during the new school year and dealing with stress and learning pressures? Is there any different types of things that are different than usual schools?
Yes. In Sekolah Rakyat, actually Sekolah Rakyat can support children's mental health during the new school year by creating a nurturing environment that acknowledges the pressures students face. First, training teachers to recognize signs of stress and anxiety ensures early support. When educators understand mental health, they can respond with empathy and adapt teaching to reduce undue pressure. Incorporating regular breaks and activities that promote relaxation, like mindfulness, exercises, art, or outdoor play, helps children manage stress naturally. This moment over a mental reset, making learning more effective. Schools should also foster open communication by encouraging students to share their feelings without fear of judgment and creating safe spaces such as counseling corners or peer support group. Give students outlets to express concern and seek help. And engaging parents through workshop about stress management equip families to support children's consistency at home and school. And finally, balancing academic demands with social and emotional learning helps children develop resilience, coping skills, and a positive mindset toward challenges. And by focusing on awareness, support, and balance, Sekolah Rakyat can ease the mental load of students, helping them navigate the school of the school year with confidence and well-being.
Okay, so what support programs can people's school implement to raise parents' awareness of the importance of their involvement in children's education and growth?
Well, Sekolah Rakyat actually can implement several support programs to raise parents' awareness about the importance of their involvement in their children's education. One effective approach is hosting regular parent workshop and seminars that focus on topics like child development, effective communication, and ways to support learning at home. This session can demystify the education process and empower parents with practical skills. Another valuable program is establishing parent-teacher forum or committee where parents actively participate in school decision and share experiences. This involvement helps parents feel more connected and responsible for their child education journey. Schools could also introduce home visit initiative where teachers engage with families in their own environment. This personal approach builds trust, open dialogue about supporting children's learning more effectively, and providing accessible communicating channels like newsletter, messaging apps, or parents' portals keeps parents informed and encourage ongoing dialogue with teachers. Finally, organizing family engagement events such as reading days or school fairs create fun opportunities for parents to be part of learning community. And together, this program fosters a culture where parents understand their vital role and are equipped to contribute meaningfully to their children's education success.
Okay, so what important information should people's school provide to parents in the beginning of the school year, especially about their education programs and parental environment?
Well, at the start of school year, Sekolah Rakyat should provide parents with clear and essential information about their education program and how parents can get involved. This includes an overview of the curriculum and highlighting key subjects, learning goals, and any special activities or project plan. Sharing the school's teaching philosophy and method helps parents understand what they expect and how learning will be approached. Communication channels are crucial. Parents need to know how to contact teachers and school staff, receive updates, and participate in meeting or event. School should explain opportunities for parental involvement, such as volunteering, attending workshop, or joining parent teachers association. Information about student support service, including counseling and extra help programs, reassures parents that their child diverse needs will be addressed. Finally, school should emphasize the importance of a homeschool partnerships, encouraging parents to actively support learning at home, monitoring progress, and maintain open communication. And providing this information upfront builds transparency, trust, and a shared commitment to each child to the child education, setting a strong foundation for a successful school year.
Okay, so for the final question, looking ahead, what improvements or innovation would you suggest for Sekolah Rakyat to be better aligned with the goals of Indonesia Emas 2045?
All right, so to better align with Indonesia Emas 2045, Sekolah Rakyat could focus on several key improvements. Strengthening digital literacy is very crucial. Integrating technology not just as a tool, but as a core part of learning will prepare students for the future driven by innovation and connectivity. And enhancing critical thinking and creativity through project-based and inquiry-driven learning can cultivate problem-solving skills. Problem skills vital for Indonesia's competitive global position. And promoting bilingual or multilingual education, including English proficiency alongside local languages, will equip students for international opportunities while preserving cultural identity. And investing in teacher training ensures educators are well prepared to guide students through these modern approaches, fostering adaptability and lifelong learning. And Sekolah Rakyat actually could also deepen its emphasis on character education, nurturing values like nationalism, responsibility, and environmental awareness, aligning with a vision of a prosperous United Indonesia. And finally, for stronger partnership with communities and industries can create real-world learning experience and pathways for students, boosting relevance and employability. And together, this innovation would, would position Sekolah Rakyat as a vital contribution to Indonesia's ambitious goal for 2045, preparing our students not just academically, but as engaged, capable citizens.
Okay, thank you so much, Bu Desi Purnama Kurniawati, for your time and your amazing answers for the question here in VOI Talk today, especially with the theme of Indonesia Must 2045 through People's School. So, VOI listener, as we heard from Bu Desi's answer, that this school is going to provide lots and lots of children, students especially, to gain their opportunities in wide range of chances in this world. And of course, we hope the best for the next students and the next generation that will lead and work and to making Indonesia a better nation to come. And thank you so much for listener for accompanying me in this special interview with Ibu Desi Purnama Kurniawati, the vice principal at SMA 70 or 70 Senior High School in Jakarta. And I'll see you next time in another episode of VOI Talk, only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia. Sebuah rencana.
RRA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Thank you. Badai puan telah berlalu. Salahkah ku menuntut mesra? Tiap taufan menyerang kau di sampingku. Kau aman ada bersamaku. Satu
ku di
of Indonesia.
Sampah menjadi energi listrik yang terbarukan. Masyarakat bisa terbebas dari bencana, dari polusi, dari limbah.
Dari perusahaan itu ada salah satu warga saya, bahkan banyak kerja di situ, jadi penghasilan buat mereka. Keluarga mereka ada yang kerja.
Ya mau gak mau saya jadi makan sisa orang di atas sampah, tapi saya syukurin. Penting saya sehat, keluarga saya semuanya sehat. Itu alhamdulillah.
Under a mountain of garbage, which is as tall as a multi-story building, amidst the pungent smell and invisible gas haze, something was beating. Not a heartbeat full of panic, but a technological beat. Here, in Bantar Gebang Bekasi, West Java, a pile of unsorted and unprocessed waste has been turned into an energy mine. This is how Indonesia defuses the time bomb of ecological disaster and ignites its future. Every day, 7,500 tons to 8,000 tons of waste come from Jakarta, piling up, stinging, and potentially exploding, as happened at the Lewigaja landfill on February 21st, 2005, that killed 157 people. But now, behind that pile stands a building with a power generation machine, a renewable energy producing powerhouse, a power plant powered by waste. The powerhouse is managed by one of the technology partner companies of the central government and DKI Jakarta province. The potentially explosive methane gas is then diffused by flowing it into the processing machine. Not just taking profits, powerhouse also has social and humanitarian responsibilities.
Tata Sasmita as the person in charge of the Bantar Gebang powerhouse machine maintenance team, said that although it was the private sector, it was part of the stakeholders, along with the government in disaster response efforts.
Sampah itu sebenarnya rezeki juga buat kita di sini. Tanpa sampah kita tidak menghasilkan energi listrik. Bagaimana kita mengolahnya? Dan ini salah satunya kita di pembangkit listrik tenaga sampah ini, kita manfaatkan sampah menjadi energi listrik yang terbarukan, dan itu menghasilkan. Karena kita kerjasama dengan DKI dan kita mengolahnya. Masyarakat bisa terbebas dari bencana, dari polusi, dari limbah.
From mountains of garbage, Bantar Gebang Powerhouse can produce renewable energy that can light up many homes. One generating unit is capable of producing 1 megawatt of electricity, which is enough to supply the needs of more than 800 households simultaneously.
Kita ada pengolahan sampah di sini menjadi energi listrik. Kalau kita nggak olah, mungkin di sini sampah gunung ini makin nambah. Karena sampah, tiap hari sampah dari DKI dibuang ke sini. Kalau kita nggak olah, di sini ada, mungkin ada polusi, ada banyak kendala, ya banyak macamnya. Kita meminimalisir, kalau untuk normalnya Pak, kita per unit kan 1 megawatt. Kita ada 6 unit, kalau kita kalikan 1 megawatt, berarti 6 megawatt. Untuk ini kan kita salurkan ke PLN, ini jalurnya Jawa Madura Bali.
1 megawatt itu Pak, bisa untuk berapa rumah Pak?
Banyak rumah. Mungkin bisa satu desa, mungkin 1 megawatt kan megawatt tuh, bukan kilowatt tuh. 1 megawatt, 1000 kW.
This is not easy and is full of challenges and threats.
Itu untuk 6 megawatt kita harus perawatan benar-benar di lapangan, di zonanya Pak. Di zona itu kan kita perawatannya banyak kendala, banyak apa Pak. Kendala kita kan faktornya dengan alam. Ada hujan, ada panas, ada petir. Otomatis kita turun, kalau ada hujan turun ya turun.
The mountain of garbage that have been considered a source of problems are now a cleaner and more sustainable source of energy through proper mining and processing. The head of the methane gas well construction team Powerhouse, Arif Supriyadi, explained that the methane gas used for power generation is sourced from more than 100 wells scattered in the Bantar Gebang area.
Untuk langkah awal kita melakukan penggalian, Pak. Kedalaman depan itu 6 meter, ke belakang sekitar 8 meter, Pak. Untuk panjang sendiri 90 meter sampai 100 meter kurang lebih. Lalu kita kasih pipa, lalu timbun, lalu jadi sumur, bisa kita ambil gasnya, lalu mengalir ke power hose, kita ambil gasnya gitu Pak.
Ada berapa sumur semuanya?
Untuk sekarang ya sekitar 100 lebih lah Pak. Karena kan kita bukan hanya satu zona Pak, untuk satu zona 2 dan zona 3 ada kita Pak punya sumur.
In the past, local residents lived like sitting on a time bomb. Trash landslides when it rains, the odor is pungent, disease attacks. The head of the neighborhood unit 001, community unit 005, Ciketing Udik Village, Bantar Gebang Sub-District, Jamar Baharudin, whose neighborhood is directly adjacent to Bantar Gebang, witnessed the transformation of a landfill established since 1989 into an integrated waste management site, which is more environmentally friendly.
Ini radius berapa Pak dari Bantar Gebang?
TPA.
Iya, berapa meter ya?
Ada 500 meteran dari rumah ke lokasi.
Yang berbatasan langsung apa ya?
Iya, benar. Berbatasan langsung pembuangan.
Kesehatan warga Pak gimana Pak? Ada dampaknya kan?
Dampak ada ya, kayak batuk, gatel, itu pasti itu mau udah jelas karena air, udara. Tapi dari saya sebagai aparatur kelurahan, lurah juga udah ada, puskesmas ada, posyandu ada, aman sih sejauh ini. Alhamdulillah makin baik sekarang. Bukan membandingkan yang dulu ya, tapi buat alih fungsi ke DKI dari segi kendaraan bagus-bagus, alat bagus, penataan, pengelolaan bagus. Kebetulan di samping itu poros itu dari sampah diambil gasnya jadi jadiin listrik itu. Dari perusahaan itu ada salah satu warga saya bahkan banyak kerja di situ, jadi penghasilan buat mereka, keluarga mereka ada yang kerja, hampir 5-6 orang ada di situ yang warga saya.
The same thing was conveyed by a local resident, Sukisri. From her and her family, Bantar Gebang Waste is a blessing and promises a better future.
Oh, banyak juga.
Saya merantau usia 12 tahun. Nah, saya hidupnya di atas sampah, makan sisa orang. Tapi saya nyaman sampai sekarang. Saya nggak pernah mengeluh. Selama saya ke Bantar Gebang aja, tidur saya di atas sampah itu 1,5 tahun. Tidur dipakai atas keranjang ayam sama suamiku. Jadi saya udah nggak heran lagi sama sampah.
Jadi sampah bisa menghidupi Ibu Sri?
Oh iya, betul bisa. Asal saya mau kerja, itu tetap bisa menghidupin saya.
Dengan keluarga?
Iya, semuanya. Anak cucu saya, suami saya, emang makanya dari sampah. Saya nggak punya modal apa-apa. Jadi modal saya modal tenaga. Jadi ya saya kerjanya emang di sampah. Saya sekolah enggak. Ya mau nggak mau saya jadi makan sisa orang di atas sampah. Tapi saya syukurin. Penting saya sehat, keluarga saya semuanya sehat. Itu alhamdulillah.
The changes don't stop at Bantar Gebang. The government is pushing the waste industrialization ecosystem from a mountain of waste to a national energy chain, and it is carried out from upstream to downstream. According to Minister of Environment Hanif Faisal Nur Rafiq to Voice of Indonesia, the Indonesian government is highly committed to becoming the world's largest renewable energy producer, at least by 2020. National waste production has reached almost 68 million tons. The Indonesian government is also targeting a concrete waste solution by 2029.
Mulai dari kegiatan pemilihan di bagian hulu untuk kemudian dilakukan pemanfaatan ulang maupun pendauran ulang, kemudian juga tetap masih di bagian hulu, juga pemerintah daerah di beberapa lokasi juga menginisiasi semacam perkumpulan masyarakat untuk mengelola sampah. Kami kadang-kadang menyebutnya dengan bank sampah unit. Kemudian di bagian tengah itu teman-teman dari Kementerian PUPR dan beberapa pemerintah kabupaten kota se-Indonesia juga telah membangun material recovery facility. Jadi suatu fasilitas untuk kemudian merecovery material-material sampah yang berhasil dikolek atau disampaikan ke tempat situ untuk kemudian kembali dipilah lagi untuk dibedakan mana yang bisa dimanfaatkan. Setelah itu di akhirnya ditimbun di landfill, sebagian sudah menggunakan sanitary landfill, artinya telah melakukan penimbunan dengan kaedah lingkungan. Bawahnya ada kedap air, kemudian ada tempat penampungan penangkapan metan capture, kemudian pengurukan. Di sisi produsen juga, teman-teman produsen juga mencoba menggerakkan apa yang disebut dengan producer responsibility. Jadi upaya para produsen untuk mengambil kembali kemasan-kemasannya untuk kemudian dilakukan pengolahan maupun daur ulang dan penggunaan lebih lanjut. Kemudian berjalan waktu, melalui keputusan Presiden nomor 12 tahun 2025, peraturan Presiden tentang rencana pembangunan jangka menengah nasional, maka sampah diminta selesai ditangani secara konkret di tahun 2029 dengan target di 2025 ini harus mencapai 50%. Jadi dari 39% existing hari ini, Bapak Presiden mentargetkan di angka 50%.
Indonesia is not only reducing ecological impact, it is also harvesting the hidden energy from every scrap left over from the city and the entire region. It is hoped that landfills across the region can follow in the footsteps of Bantar Gebang towards an Indonesian free from waste problems and independent of renewable energy.
Thank you so much, Voice Listener, for accompanying me in this one-hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this, Voice of Indonesia will continue to accompany you in the next hours of Voice of Indonesia, Indonesia Today. And don't forget to send your messages through our social media. In Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id, and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 12130. Thank you so much, Voice Listener. My name is Ren. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Katulistiwa di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
rasa nyata. Cerita, kabarkan berita, membuka cakrawala. Sama bertaut udara di gelombang semesta. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia.